Your name?
Paul Neff.
And where are you from?
West Haven, Connecticut.
And?
I'm the pastor of the First Baptist Church there, chaplain at the VA hospital, and chaplain with the West Haven Police Department.
Paul, I understand there's a very special experience in your life that you want to tell me about.
Yeah. It's the one of the things I'm part of the network of Bible storytellers. And in one of my experiences as chaplain, a doctor came to me and he said, Chaplain, would you please go see a patient for me? This patient is dying. If things continue the way they are, this patient doesn't have long to live. I have done all that I can for the patient, but I have no idea how to help this patient because there is nothing physically wrong with this person. I went into the room and sat and became acquainted with this woman who looked so frail. And I asked her if she would mind if I told her a Bible story. And I told her the story of the woman who was healed of the issue of blood. And I asked her to respond with what she felt or thought most about in the story. When I had finished telling the story, her response was, "Oh, I wished I had faith like that." And I asked her, "Faith like what?" She says, "Like the woman in the story." And I said, "What do you think her faith was like?" And then she proceeded to tell me what she thought this woman who was trained in the Old Testament would believe about God and why. When she had finished, I said, "I'd like to know, what is your faith like? What do you believe?" And then she proceeded to tell me about her faith in Christ and what she believed. When she finished, I asked her if I can retell the story, but this time I wanted her to listen specifically to what Jesus said to her. When I finished the story the second time, her response immediately was, "Oh!" And I asked, "What does that mean?" And she said, "Jesus said her faith was sufficient." I said, "What do you think that means?" And she said, "The woman didn't have to have faith like Abraham or Isaac or Jacob, and that her faith was all it was necessary." With that, I took her by the hand. I had prayer with her, and when I had come to the end of the prayer, I said to her, "Your faith has made you whole." And I left. 2 days later, I returned to the hospital to see what her progress was. And the nurse at the desk said to me, "Chaplain, she's already gone home. She went home the very next day."
Any follow-up on it?
No, because I didn't know what community she was from. And I just know that a woman who was dying suddenly got well and went home. And a doctor was telling me that this woman was in very bad shape.
Did you have your hand on her?
I held her hand when I prayed, which is something I like to do. The touch is important.
Did God communicate with you at that moment? Did you feel?
I have to admit that I always have some feeling, but I'm not often sure what it is I'm feeling. In other words,
tell me.
When I'm praying with a patient, there is a communication level. And it's just like with telling Bible stories that we usually think of them for children. Seldom do we really use them for adults. And I believe that the Spirit of God has a way of communicating to the listener of the story in a way that the teller cannot. And I felt that the Spirit of God talked to her by the responses that she gave, and I think because of the response she gave, made it very easy for me to be able, with absolute assurance, to say to her, "Your faith has made you whole." Now, beyond that, I don't know how to deal with the question of what did I feel. I had a woman in my congregation who came to me once, and she said, "Pastor, Could I have a healing service? I only do this upon request, which comes very rarely. We Baptists don't do that often. And I said to her, I think we could arrange that. She had cancer, terrible cancer. And we had what's called an agape feast of poverty, where we came to her home because she was too sick to get out. And I went with some of my deacons and the church people, and we gathered around in a circle in chairs, and we broke some sweet bread, drank some water, and we tell each other why we love them as we go around the circle. And then the woman sat in the middle of the circle, and myself and some of the deacons got up, and we laid hands on her, and we had prayer. About a month after that, I was sitting with her in the hospital, and I asked her, and I said, Ruby, are you angry with God because you weren't healed? And she said, but I was. And I said, Ruby, you weren't. You're lying here tonight, and you know, and I know, that this will probably be your last night in this world. And she said, oh yes, I know that. So I said, then I don't understand what you mean you were healed. And Ruby looked at me and she said, Pastor, the moment you had prayer for me for healing, the fear of death totally left me. I guess what I learned from that was God provides the healing that the person needs, not always what we think it is.